Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from beautiful downtown St. Louis, Missouri, or Missouri, depending on which part of the state you're in. And by the way, this is Missouri's anniversary this week. They became the 24th state in the Union this week. Happy birthday, Missouri. And we're having a great time with the American Chamber of Commerce Executives Conference. A thousand people here just coming out of the woodwork and support of small businesses and chambers of commerce. And anything we can do to support them, we always like to do that because I've been a chamber member for a long time, coming up on 30 years. I'm one of those chamber members you can't run off, and I'm a proud member of my chamber, and I hope you are. And if you're not, I have one question for you. Why? And all these chamber executives standing around looking or nodding their heads at me, and they've trained me well. Anyway, we're visiting, got a new friend, Paul Carpenter's with us. He's regional manager, Southeast Region regional manager of acquisitions for a company called Village Profile. Paul, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's nice to be here.
It's good to have you here. This company, Village Profile, is an exciting company. It's got a beautiful story. Tell us a little bit about it.
That's what attracted me to Village Profile. When I first heard about the passion for technology and looked into it, I discovered that this company was formed in 1988 by second generation immigrants to this country who were just so enthusiastic and so passionate about wanting to take advantage of the great American
dream.
You bet. And it was founded in the basement of the owners, Joan and Dan Nogueira.
That sounds like a lot of small businesses.
And they had moms and aunts and uncles and cousins all helping out. You know, I don't suppose any of them got paid back then.
Cousin was licking the stamps and somebody else was.
They were.
And Uncle Joe was boxing things. But now, what was the original the business model?
I was before my time. I joined the company in 95, but at the time, I believe they were doing builders' publications.
Working publications for the construction industry.
Yes, I believe that's what it was.
Right. Okay. And these
one
print,
thing,
print
one,
publications, this was before we really knew anything about e-publishing, right?
Oh, long before we knew anything about the Internet.
Yeah, about e-anything, right?
You bet.
Even John Naisbitt was telling us about it, but we didn't know anything about it.
He was ahead of his time,
He was.
Yes. One of the interesting stories, and this is an emotional part of the story for me, because the first Christmas party that I attended for Village Profile was in 95, and all of these young people running around and just so excited about what they were doing. And
for the record, Paul has almost as much gray hair as I have. Go ahead, Paul.
Thank you. You're kind, Jim. And I met, during a break, I met some older folks who turned out to be the mother and father of Joan Nogueira. And they were just delightful folks. I struck up a conversation with them, and I found out that they had been survivors from the Holocaust.
Wow.
They had been 7 years in the Holocaust prisons in Germany, and they were so thrilled over what their kids
what they
were doing
yeah.
that it just Boy, really gave
and
me goosebumps.
You knew you'd found a home.
I did.
I've got goosebumps hearing you talk about it right now. So now, but the company, like any company that survived the last 15 years, you guys have had to change your stripes. You had to morph and to change into something that was continued to be relevant. So what are you doing now?
Well, right now we're still leading the parade in the publishing business with the technology that we have worked on over the years.
But we really focus on chamber stuff now, aren't you?
Oh, yes. We're strictly chamber publications. And I enjoyed your last guest who talked about connectedness and talked about networking, and we've evolved our program to what we call convergence publishing, which simply means, for an old guy like me, we have so many different people in the world today that want their information in so many different ways.
One person likes strawberry, likes vanilla, likes chocolate. We've got lots of flavors for them, don't we?
Traditionally, we have, in this industry, and I've been a member of the chamber for 30 some years, too.
Good.
So I've watched over the years how this publishing has evolved, and still pretty much the chamber gets their directory done every year. They might publish a map. They might do an economic development piece.
But it's a way to connect their members and you help them make money too, don't you?
Oh yes.
I mean that's
non-dues revenue.
It's not just you're not just selling them a product, you're selling them an opportunity to raise revenue, non-dues revenue.
That's right.
Which every chamber has to do.
every chamber, more and more all the time.
Yeah.
Cannot rely on membership dues for their sustenance.
If there's a chamber listening right now, or any organization listening right now, how do we connect with you guys?
Well, our villageprofile.com website is one easy way.
Yeah.
Our corporate telephone number is one of the easiest to remember. It's just 1-800-600-0134. Boy, it's early in the morning to remember that.
So villageprofile.com is the website.
Correct.
And so chambers can go there and find out how they can avail themselves of your products and can they see there what the revenue opportunity is on the website? Do you help them calculate that on the website?
Well, there's a telephone number where they can call and get that.
And they can get that on the website there. Yeah.
You bet.
Yeah.
All right. We'd love to have everybody look at it because I think we have around 1,000 communities represented on there, 1,000 products.
But this company's grown in 15 years from family members in a basement to how many employees now?
About 150.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Isn't that great? And you've morphed from the hard copy stuff into electronic. You're doing both, right? Hard copy and electronic.
We do them all. We do the electronic copies. We do the community e-books.
If you hadn't, you wouldn't be here right now.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
We would not have survived, I don't think.
Yeah.
But instead of surviving, we have grown exponentially. I like your term.
Right.
And now you talked about connectedness. We're putting we have wireless access to memberships on the cell phone.
Wow.
So a person can scroll down their telephone and see the local plumber they need and
right.
talk and
well
boom,
done.
They're right there.
Well done. Hey, Paul, thank you for being
You're
here.
You're welcome.
It's always a pleasure. Congratulations on the great success of your company and for all that you guys are doing to help Chambers of Commerce.
Thank you.
Thank
we enjoy it.
Paul Carpenter, ladies and gentlemen, with VillageProfile.com. Don't forget to check that out. If you're a member of a chamber and you need more non-dues revenue, I should say. Quick break. I'm going to be right back with Greg Roth. He's communications manager for the ACCE, the American Chamber of Commerce Executives. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from St. Louis, Missouri.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.